Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sudip Mohandas, the co-founder and managing director of iFirst International. I'm happy to have today with me Professor Suresh, who is the part of the faculty of parasitology, University of Malaya. He's someone who's actually been very much involved in doing charitable work and has many years of experience in serving people and planet. Welcome, Dr. Professor Suresh.
Thank you, Sudip. Thank you for calling, inviting me.
So it's certainly an honor to actually be in your arena and to have me with you. I'd like to talk about, let's start by talking about your experiences in doing charity work, and then we can go a little bit more deeper. Yeah. So let's sure. Share.
Okay, so charity work or volunteerism, I began in 1985 when I first associated myself with the Sathisai International Organization in Malaysia, where the objective of the organization is to just simply promote human values and service to the community. So of course, initially the point was it was a really exciting thing, simply because when you are just going out and touching people's life and you have some form of happiness and satisfaction, it gives you what they call the endorphin release. And actually, I think I became addicted to that endorphins. And volunteerism is an addiction. Once you start doing it and you enjoy doing it, you'll never give it up. And it is, I found that along the way, what has happened is, as I keep on doing voluntary work, my left side of the brain starts to move to the right side. And there more creativity comes in, more thinking out of the box comes in, and I start to see the expressions of that in the field of my own research, the things that I do. In fact, most of the best ideas come when I'm on the field doing some other things, not in the...
Is that so?
Yeah. Wow. Most of the best creative ideas have come on the stage when I'm doing drama, when I'm bringing the things and I'm doing the lights, and suddenly the thought comes to me, hey, well, then I quickly SMS to my student or something like that.
Right.
Please do this, think of that.
Right.
So the sparks of creativity literally comes when you're volunteering. So it's a cycle. So the society benefits, you also benefit at the same time.
But why is that not seen in, or should I say, when I actually don't see that kind of exodus or a great movement, voluntary movement among students. Is that because they don't know that this is something that's happening?
Yeah, that is why I stood in the University of Malaya Senate with the Vice Chancellor and encouraged the university to move in this line of community service. As a result of that persuasion and the introduction of the program, University of Malaya now has introduced community engagement. All students now have to do compulsory community involvement engagement, because there is a direct benefit which I benefited, and I wanted the students to really benefit. And most of the youth who goes to the organizations, one of the main code is that you have to do service and help other people. So it is definitely a benefit. Number two, it also improves your health. Creativity is one thing, health is another. A good example will be the Okinawa community in Japan, where they've done the Okinawa Way, which is released, a document released by World Health Organization, which states that the people in this community live the longest, healthiest, and the cancer rates are the lowest, simply because the community there practices what is called Yui Maru. Yui Maru is a way of living in which you connect to your society, connect to humanity, connect to your own spirit, and you do work selflessly. So the whole problem in this modern age and work, where we work, is we work for a cause, we work for a reason, we work for a purpose, and all that sometimes limits us, because there is this limitation that comes into it. Literally, we should be working joyfully, we should be working enthusiastically, and we should be working for a greater cause. Literally, if we can work in a voluntary organization and imbibe those spirits and work in your normal organization, you'll find you'll give much more. This is the reason why corporate social responsibility has been included in many companies. But corporate social responsibility has only been limited to a few people collecting money, donations. No. Actually, if you get the whole company to be involved in society work, productivity and profit will increase in the organization. Definite. Because people start, you work with your heart. And when you work with your heart, you'll find that you move beyond boundaries.
I guess most people work with their wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, let's take a little bit more into the element of what you're doing. What are the areas where you're actually volunteering and making a difference?
At this point of time, I'm personally involved with a good group of team in the area of a project of DARTS prevention. DARTS is drugs, alcohol, alcohol relationship issue, time wastage, and smoking. These are the five areas the youth are generally involved in. So, and everyone seems to think that this is a lifestyle, but this lifestyle is causing a lot of hurt, a lot of income loss, a lot of health, lifestyle differences. In the future is going to be very, very marked by the way in which we live. So we introduced this program in University of Malaya. They signed a MOA, Memorandum of Agreement, with the CISA International Organization. And we brought a whole team of volunteers. And for the last 1-2 years, we have been training the new intake, 3,500 students who come in. So we train all of them and sensitize them to these aspects.
When you say we, for the benefit of our listeners, who do you mean?
There are two groups. One is the Sathya Sai International Organization volunteers, and the other group is the Friendship Group for Interreligious Service. Friendship Group for Interreligious Service is a group that is compromised of 5 religious groups: Abim Angkatan Beli Islam Malaysia, representing Islam, Catholic of Churches, Buddhist Vihara, Gurudwara Council, and the Hindu Sangha. So we have got youth representations of all that, and we have been working for the last 17 years, working on programs and all that. So we say that doesn't matter what you believe, but I think it is important to consider what's the consequence of your belief. Come on the platform, and you know, on the days of the training, they do the training during a working day. That means they take leave.
Mm-hmm.
They take leave, they come, they volunteer, and they don't take a single cent. And these are dimensions that we want to teach the younger people, that they are coming here to train you and teach you, and they're not even taking any money, yet they take leave. And I think the spirit of volunteerism is through these programs injected to the younger ones.
You've been doing this for how many
30
years?
Years.
30 years. And which I will assume that if someone was at the age of 10 or 15 years old, they'll be by this time 45 years old, if I take that that lifespan of your journey. Have you seen changes to those people when you were at that time and now, and they become more volunteering? Yeah. They are now doing the exact things.
In fact, the people who have volunteered for the last 25 years with the youth movement, every one of them is holding a senior position in their career. Everyone is holding a very responsible position. Everyone is having a good life, good family life, good cars. I can see them all holding positions. Or the only thing that we got to keep reminding them is that sometimes when you go higher up, your obligations and commitments will become more. But to continuously focus back on the same community or any type of community work is a reminder. That is why we need to be in a group. Because sometimes even in my research, I can get captivated by, and then I tell myself, I'll push it, I'll postpone it. So to be continuously anchored on this community work, despite the obligations and the commitment, is a challenge. And that is what we need to keep ourselves inspired. But it is inevitable that if you are doing this continuously, the consequence of that is definite. Because the rewards are always for sure. If you give, it's the energy exchange, what we call it. If you give somewhere, sometime, enthusiastically and for the benefit of others, you'll find your benefits coming through somewhere else. Even in those people who volunteer, for example, there'll be printing companies who come and say, okay, let me do this for you, or the publishing company or the recording company. There are lots of people who have come and done things for us. And you'll find that somehow or other, they will get their profits or thing, because they suddenly find an influx of other vendors, other people requesting their services. So they don't get it here, but they'll get it somewhere else just by volunteering. So volunteerism is a science.
Okay, and so you also talked about the fact that it's two groups are working on DART, right? So if you go a little bit more deeper dive into this, DART itself is a lot of issues. The fact that you got 5 letters to that word, how do you make sure that, you know, as a group, you, by virtue of collaborating, you're actually able to actually serve the community and make that impact?
You see, although we have serving at 5, there are 5 gates of entry, but the gate is only one, sense control. So if you control your senses, you will control your ability to waste your time, ability to indulge in smoking, ability to have relationship problems and issues, drugs and all that. All that comes through control of senses. And the senses can only be controlled if you have a higher intelligence that regulates sense control. So the intelligence comes from the ability for higher groups of people who are more aware to come and create that opportunity for you to be facilitate your thinking processes. So really speaking, people sink only because they don't have role models to emulate. It's just like, you want to fly, you must decide whether you want to fly with the eagles or the sparrows. Eagles fly very high. So the problem with eagles are they are too busy in their lives. So the people are left with the sparrows. And so that's why they are gravitating so low. So that is why we encourage lawyers, doctors, engineers, everyone to come forward and help in this. So by doing so, you will bridge this gap. So role models who are achieved in their lives must come down. That's the only way you can do social restructuring. There's no other way. You can have schemes, you can have plans, you can have grants, you can have everything else. Nothing of this nature works unless the attitude change. And attitude can only change if there are role models willing to. Most of the people you'll find after reaching a certain level, they've got too many problems. Family problems and this problem. They let me settle this, let me say. But you can never settle. You'll find that your problems continue to escalate. So the whole issue here is that if you just come and get yourself involved in society and community work, you will know how to manage even your own problems.
Yeah, and I guess that reminds me of the fact that someone once told me that the root of all the problems is the parents.
Yeah.
And how they actually take it at that level of role model and how they build and all that. But how do you measure that you've actually managed to actually make an impact, are you just looking at a singular level or a group level? How does that work? How do you know you've made some
This
difference?
Is the one that our vice chancellor is also asking the question, what's the impact? So that's why we have got measuring. We were working with other faculties to create measuring tools in which when the students are continuously involved in these programs, whether their marks and their performance in class is increasing, see, or whether their concentration ability is going to be enhanced. Whether they are becoming more and more socially active. So I think these are all indexes. The point is employability. Finally, you find CGP points. Most of them today get 3.5, 3.6. And when you have to find at the interview, you need to pick up one or two characters for your job. How are you going to pick up? What's the basis of it? The basis of that comes from the lot of inputs that comes from your volunteerism, your ability to think on the spot, ability to act, what is your wide experience that you have gained. All that cannot come from your 3.6. It comes from your engagement. So finally, the employers are picking up people who have got experience in this area. So volunteerism helps you to even get a better employability and makes your mind much more sharper than general people, for sure. So.
And I think that's very interesting. And just to end it off by, in your definition of volunteerism, maybe you can just share what would be a definition of volunteerism.
I think I've written a book on this. It's called Art and Art and Science of Volunteering Social Service. It's got about 70 references taken from books. The whole idea of volunteering is that anything that you do out of your own work that involves your own development, any time that you spend for improving the quality of life of others is volunteering something. Does not necessarily mean human beings. It can be animals, it can be plants, anything outside your scope. For example, you may, in this work that we do, it's very noble because we are in the medical faculty, we're all doing our work, but we all are getting paid. This is what we are supposed to do because for taxpayers pay us this money. But the key question to ask is, what is it that you are doing out of the orbit of work that comes under voluntary? So which you have no reason to go and do your work, no benefit at all, nothing that helps you to move forward, and yet you're doing. That is what. For, to come to that kind of dimension brings you to a level of selflessness. And the more and more selflessness that we have in this, you'll develop a caring society. Even in the politics and things like that, you see, everyone comes there to do something because you have a political position. There's a flag, there's a banner, and you're doing it for that purpose. You see? So people, when you go and do service or so, they'll ask you, what are you doing it for? You need to do it because you need to stand somewhere. You need to. But when you come and do an NGO work voluntarily, well, we are not after the name or anything like that. It's just that work and the work alone. Love for the sake of love alone is love, true love. That is what Baba said. Love for the sake of love alone.
And with that, I'd like to thank you, Prof, for sharing your insights, wisdom, and experiences on this matter about the volunteerism and doing charity work. Well, this is Dr. Sudhir Mohan Das signing off. Those interested in this podcast, please visit www.ifirstinternational.com.